Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Evan and Tiki on a very, very, very busy Monday. Brian Daboll out as head coach of the New York Giants. Joe Shane is back. And you may not have realized this, but the New York Jets have a two-game winning streak as they actually won a game coming out of the bye, beating the Cleveland Browns yesterday at MetLife Stadium. We talk about it with the great Joe Beningo, and his Monday call-in is brought to you by Approved Oil. Visit freezetherate.com, H.O. Gross Jewelers of Garden City, Total Orthopedics, the experts at getting you back to being you, and by Audi Manhattan, where luxury meets excellence. Can you believe it? Two in a row, Joe!
That's unbelievable, but before I even get to that, my condolences to you with your basketball team. I know it's only nine games, whatever it is, into the season, but you know, bro, really, I feel for you, because I have no great hatred for the Nets, and I just feel bad for you.
The Nets still in the league.
To make matters worse, Joe, I decided last night after the Jet victory to celebrate by taking my youngest son, Spence,
to the Garden,
to Madison Square Garden.
That was a good move.
Was it? But he survived. We left the Garden, and he's still a Nets fan.
Is he? Well, good for him. You know, maybe by the time that he's, like your age, the Nets might be good.
That's my goal. Maybe in a decade, they'll become good.
Right.
What'd you think of this one against Cleveland, coming out of the bye after trades?
Loved it, bro. You know what? I think this game really spoke well for the coach on a number of levels. Number one, we win after the bye, which we never do. I think we lost 9 out of the last 10 after byes. I thought that was something, you know, considering all the distractions this week with the trades and everything, you know, for them to come out and play like they did, you know, was terrific. And here's the other thing, too, bro. To win it, and I know the Browns stink. I mean, this is about the weight class of teams that we're in right now. I understand that. But it's a game you can win, and they did. And I understand the Browns stink. But to win this game, and I think this is something to look forward to going forward the rest of the year as well, especially if Fields is going to continue to be the quarterback. To win a game when your quarterback plays like he played yesterday, when you throw for 50, really, it was like 12 yards because you take away the 42-yard screen to Breece, who, by the way, can they throw the ball to him more? Mm-hmm. He threw for 12 yards. It's really unbelievable when you think about it.
Yeah, no, they won a game while not playing actually a good game, at least not offensively. Special
right.
teams and defense was fantastic. And it's the big issue that the Jets are going to face now and going forward is what the quarterback situation is like. But if you're winning games, who cares? You know what
right.
I mean? It's just like deal with it when you have to deal with it. Right now, it's the only option you have with Justin Fields, and you hope that every now and then he has a game like he had 2 weeks ago before the bye or in week one against the Steelers. But for the most part, run the football and play good defense.
That's old school. That's it. And look, I wouldn't mind seeing Tyrod Taylor. I mean, I think this would be a good spot for him this week to play Tyrod Taylor. But I mean, but be that as it may, it doesn't really matter that much because how many more games will we win with Tyrod Taylor? Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, you got to think that way too. But, you know, that's what I want the rest of the way, Teak. Look, there's 8 games to go. I look at it this way. Give me 4-4. I think there's legitimately 4 winnable games for them. You know, I don't expect them to beat the Patriots. If this was a long, normal Sunday game coming up, I'd feel better about it because, you know, the Patriots are coming off a big win. They've won 7 in a row. You know, to me, a little bit of a statement game down in Tampa, beating a good Buck team on the road and all of that. You know, and a little separation now with New England and Buffalo. Buffalo's really got some issues. But playing on a Thursday, 3 days later, that's going to be a tough spot. And then they got to play the Ravens. So they're probably going to lose the next 2 games. But, you know, Atlanta, the Jaguars, I know the game's on the road, but so what? The Jaguars, maybe Miami, although Miami looked like a world beater against Buffalo yesterday. But still, you know, they're at home. That's a game they can win. You know, certainly New Orleans on the road. So, you know, if they can win 4, even 3-5, you know, going into next year and the coach has got this team playing well and, you know, you're actually winning games with this quarterback, that's not bad.
Well, I'm going to ask you a rhetorical question because I know your answer, but I need you to say it because it's so impactful. Can you tell the Jet fans, the dopey Jet fans, and even some of the Giant fans I work with, like Sean,
I know where you're going.
Can you remind them that winning is actually cool and that we shouldn't be here tanking for draft picks?
You're 100% right. I am so tired. You know, you're crying. I mean, to Sean Marash, did you get your quarterback in the first round last year? Was he the first pick in the draft? You know, I'll take him. He could be my quarterback. It's unfortunate he got hurt yesterday, and obviously with Dable, the writing was on the wall.
Right.
But you got a quarterback if you're a Giant fan, okay? And you didn't get him with the first pick in the draft. So this idea that you have to have the first pick in the draft, it's nonsense. The draft position is nonsense. If you're a Jet fan, there's guys out there. You saw everybody loves Mendoza after the great drive to beat Penn State, and he was looked terrific. You know, Dante Moore looked good in Iowa in the rain, you know, leading them down the field and to win by a field goal. Looked good, some great throws. I love the kid Pavi at Vanderbilt. There's guys, you know, the kid at Alabama. So whatever the deal may be, you don't know. Nobody knows who's going to be, the guy. Mm. So you draft where you draft. You know, if you can make a deal to move up, if you really like a guy and that's the guy you want, and you know, you got the draft capital to make moves, you make the move. You got to stop worrying about, you know, let's lose. What, you want to be 1-16? I mean, if you're a Jet fan, aren't you tired of losing games?
Yes.
Don't you feel better today?
Yes.
Okay? You wake up on a Monday morning, oh, you know, we won yesterday. You know, for whatever you want to say about it, it took 2 kick returns for touchdowns. That helped.
But whatever. You know?
Whatever
you
it takes,
score how you
we
score.
Won.
Hey,
that's
right. Did you have on your bingo card that Will McDonald would out-sack Miles Garrett?
No.
He was ridiculous yesterday.
He was a demon yesterday, and I got to give him credit, too, for this. You know, he changed his number from Gastineau's number to number 9, and that's a great move by him. And by the way, I want to say this to Fasano as well, okay? And he's a fine player. He got beat once by Miles Garrett yesterday, but that's fine. It's Miles Garrett. Change your number. I want to see the Jets retire Nick Mangold's number and get another number, Ole. How do you say his first name?
Olu Fashanu.
Okay, get another number in honor of Nick Mangold, and especially if he winds up in the Hall of Fame. But with that said, no, I did not have that. McDonald was great yesterday. How about Quincy Williams yesterday?
Awesome.
Here's a guy. He was all over the field. This is a guy, and I think that maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm not. Maybe Glenn was playing with him a little bit to motivate him.
But, Joe, that's what good coaches do.
Right.
That's what good head coaches do.
That is exactly right,
If you're
right,
underperforming
D.
what you're supposed to do,
right. that's
guess
right.
what? You're not playing.
Right.
Period. I'm sitting you down. You want it back? Earn it.
Right. You know what the great Parcells used to do with LT? He'd go up there. He would, to get LT wound up, he'd say, hey, you know that guy Pat Swilling in New Orleans? You know, he's looking a little better than you are, you know, and that would fire Lawrence up. You know what I mean? So, you know, there's a lot to be said for that, Tiki. No question about it.
No doubt. You can't not give Aaron Glenn credit for that.
But, and that's what we're looking for. Because when they start the season 0-7, we're all looking around thinking, is he the guy? Should they fire him after 1 year? And we're looking for signs of life. And the combination of winning, seeing players responding to benching, you touched on it. They just traded away 2 of their better defensive players, and they didn't come out flat. They didn't come out looking awful. Like, I think that matters because we're still trying to figure out, can this guy be the head coach? Can this guy be the answer?
And that's the story. And that's why you want to win games going forward. We're set draft-wise, okay? We got as good a situation as we could have in the draft right now.
Yep.
Okay? Just don't worry about, you know, oh, we got to get the first pick. You know, I hate that. It makes me crazy. I mean, don't you want to, if you are an intelligent football fan, this is how I look at it, Teague. Mm-hmm. You know the deal when it comes to the draft.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You've been watching this game. There's plenty of Jamarcus Russells out there. It's happened over and over again. You know, Zach Wilson was the second pick in the draft. I mean, there's no science with this. You know, in a lot of ways, you got to get lucky. And you got the capital. Make it count. That's the bottom line.
The other thing, and there's no way for me to prove this, Joe, but we've been talking, obviously, a lot of Giants today, as you can imagine. The Giants constantly find ways to lose. It's like a science.
Yep.
And I wonder if all the losing over the last 3 years contributes to that. Mm-hmm. So I think that winning is just healthy for the guys to get used to winning when next year or the year after, the expectations are a little bit higher.
Right. No question about it. Now you look, that's like I said. Look, if they go 5-12, okay, fine. All right, they're still going to have a top 10 pick. And there's a lot of teams. Look, right now the Giants are below them. The Saints are below them. I know they played one more game, both of them, you know, but Tennessee is below, so they're not getting the first. Just realize this, Jet fans, we're not getting the first pick in the draft.
Right,
it's not going to happen.
But you only need it because you want to take one of the quarterbacks.
Right.
But there's five or six quarterbacks, and I have no idea which one is going to be the best.
There's no question.
Somebody's going to mess that up next year. I promise
you. And even this, Teague, and look, I think we got to get our quarterback, but if they said to themselves, and I don't know if I want to see another year of Justin Fields, but if they said to themselves, look, I don't know if the guy we really want is in this draft, okay? And there's a lot of people talk about next year's draft is better. You know, I love Arch Manning, whatever. It doesn't matter. Maybe you say, you know, hey, maybe next year I'll take my quarterback. Mm. I mean, look, would I be happy about it? I wouldn't. But if it worked out in the end, you know what I'm saying. What I mean.
The other option, and I don't know if you even want to go this route, but it's an option with all these draft picks, is if a veteran becomes available.
No.
No. Out of hand, no.
The answer is no.
You don't want
I don't want
veterans?
Joe Burrow for three from number ones. I don't want Kyler Murray. Give me a break. That's the last guy I want. You know what I want? I want my guy. You know, every time, outside of maybe Vinny Testaverde, every time that we have gotten somebody else's quarterback, whether it was Neil O'Donnell, in all due respect to you, Boomer, whether it was Boomer Esiason, whether it was Brett Favre, whether it was Aaron Rodgers, it doesn't work out. We have to draft our guy. I'm telling you right now. This idea that you get Joe Burrow's hurt all the time. I don't want to hear it. He's missing. I don't know. They say he might come back this year. This guy's he's always hurt. You know, he got hurt after they went to the Super Bowl. Nah, let him stay in Cincinnati. He belongs in Cincinnati. We got to get our guy, okay? It doesn't work out. Like I said, Vinny, it worked out a little bit. He had the great year in 98 and all that. Had some success a little bit after that. But you know, outside of him, man, he was never great where he was before he got to the Jets. Remember that. It wasn't like these other guys who all, you know, their career was with another team. So I want my own guy. To me, that's the bottom line.
So Trevor Lawrence becomes available. You don't want him.
Absolutely not.
Now,
I'm not giving up a bunch of number ones for
that's the
Trevor
problem
Lawrence.
Is what you're going to give
that's
up.
That's exactly
you didn't
right.
position yourself.
That's right.
Trading
that's
away
right.
two of your best defensive players to go take somebody
right.
else's.
The only guy.
Right. That's right.
The only guy I differ with you on is okay. Joe Burrow. Because I think he's the one guy that could
but
come
he's
here.
So not giving up three number ones for
but
Joe
he's
Burrow.
So injury prone.
Right. And you'll be screaming when he gets banged up three, not even like Aaron Rodgers, the first play he plays as a Jet.
And it's all different stuff.
Thank you.
It's always something different.
Right, right. I want no part of him, Ev. No part of Joe freaking Burrow, okay? I want my guy. My guy. Get it right. You do to get it right. Get us our franchise quarterback. The only way it really ever works, okay? I know Matthew Stafford, but he was already good in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's be honest about it, okay? So you got like that. It's a different kind of situation. Rarely do you see your franchise quarterback as a guy. I know it happened with Drew Brees. It did happen with him.
Right.
It can happen.
But that
I'm
was
not
that was also another unique kind of situation.
Right. They had Phillip Rivers, right. whatever you want to say. But it can happen. I'm not saying that. But the chances of that happening are not high.
Is there anyone, as of right now, you lean to above everyone else in this draft?
Well, I like Mendoza. I think he's the guy. I think if I had to pick one right now, I think it's him. I've watched him. What he did in Penn State, that was an NFL-winning, game-winning drive he did.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That's a tough play. I know Penn State's it's a bad team. The coach is gone. The quarterback's out for the year. They're not the same Penn State of, you know, years gone by. But still, a tough place to play. And he drove down the field, and he looked great. I mean, the kid made a great catch at the end to
right.
win the game in the end zone, the toe tap. But at this kid in Oregon, too, man, I watched that game on Saturday. I watched the Oregon-Iowa game. I was interested to see him play in a tough place to play. I mean, Iowa's not great, but that's not an easy place to play. It was a rainy day and all of that. And he wasn't phenomenal, but with the game on the line, when they fell behind, he made some throws. Go see a couple of the throws this kid made where he put the ball in as tight a window as you could have, and especially on the game-winning field goal drive, he made an unbelievable throw to set it up. So, you know, I'm trying to look at as many guys. You know, I like Simpson. I didn't watch much of the Alabama game, but I do like him a lot. I still like Sellers from South Carolina. He hasn't had a good year, but mm-hmm. I still like him. I love Arch Manning, no doubt. And I'm telling you, I'm going to give you this guy, too. And he's small, and this is the problem with him. Diego Pavia out of Vanderbilt. This kid reminds me of Mayfield. He's got big guy owns, big time. he makes all the plays. He's tough as nails.
Right.
You know, you got Vanderbilt. In a playoff, they're 8-2 Vanderbilt
right,
in a freaking playoff hunt.
I don't think he's going to be a first rounder.
Probably not.
If you want him, you can get him later.
Yeah, probably. But he's a guy that, you know, I wouldn't dismiss him, Teak. The size is the problem.
Right.
Obviously. That's the size with him. But, you know, there's guys out there, but I would say if you ask me right now in this draft, I would say Mendoza's probably the guy.
One thing about this current team that's almost becoming comical, they can't force a freaking turnover.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
They're still
they don't
stuck
have
at
an
one.
Interception. Right. Right,
I was looking it up out of curiosity.
It's
what's
unbelievable.
What's the record for the fewest turnovers forced
right.
in a full season? And the answer is, you want to guess like the fewest turnovers
it's
ever forced by a team?
It's got to be four or five.
What
four,
is it?
Seven.
Seven.
Wow,
really?
Yeah.
And is that over a 14-game season?
That's over a 16-game season. It was actually 16. Done by the 2018 San Francisco 49ers.
Wow.
They forced seven turnovers. The Jets are on pace to shatter that record.
And they don't have an interception. You know, I thought when Fields finally threw the pick yesterday, I said, well, okay, maybe we'll get one now, you know?
Yes.
It didn't happen that way. By the way, the other thing I got to throw out there, too, you know, Breece Hall. Can we pay this guy? I mean, I've said this before. I didn't want him gone. He is the best offensive player we have. You could give me Garrett Wilson forever. We've won two games, and both of them, Garrett Wilson was a complete non-factor. Now, he got hurt again yesterday, didn't play in the game against Cincinnati. But, you know, and was forced, and it doesn't help when you got a quarterback that can't throw the ball. I mean, that doesn't help it either. But this is our best player offensively, and they should pay this kid. I mean, again, yes, and throw the ball to him more than once.
They don't do it enough for some reason.
They throw him a screen pass finally, and he looked like Tiki Barber running by the defense in the old days. You know what I mean? I want to see that.
He was good, and it sounded like after the game, because I was listening to Aaron Glenn's press conference about Breece Hall. He loves the kid.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of getting on the same page of what the number is going to be. Because a week ago, we were talking about how Breece Hall might want out of this Jets situation. Mm-hmm. And why didn't you trade me at the trade deadline? But then you turn around, and when it matters, you're feeding him. And he performs. That deserves it. And he's not old. He's 24 years old.
And there's going to be a young quarterback next year, and you want to supply that guy with as many weapons as possible.
You definitely do. And we got to get Garrett Wilson healthy, and we got to get another receiver on the other side. You know, if you're going to use Mechie like they did, do I need to see a reverse 20 yards behind the line?
Oh, God. That was a disaster.
I mean, come on. And by the way, too, how much – Ev, tell me you didn't go nuts with this. Think about this now. All right. First of all, Kevin Stefanski. I've heard Jet fans, you like Kevin Stefanski. Okay, let's look at the last 2 minutes of this game.
Right.
They got a fourth and one.
Brutal.
Right? They're down 27-20. They're running the ball down our throat. Let's be honest about it. And what does he do on fourth and one? He throws a pass, and McDonald sacks the guy, sacks the quarterback. What are you doing? And then here we are, third and 16. This is so jet-like. Third and 16. They get a defensive holding penalty to give us a first down. And then with the game on the line, third and five. You know they're not running a play. I mean, you knew they weren't running the play there. And the guy jumps offside to end the game for us. I'm like, wow. I mean, this is why the Cleveland Browns are the Cleveland Browns as well.
It felt like we were on the reversal for the first time ever.
That's
we were
right.
watching the Jets lose a game the way we normally lose a game.
Right. It was
nice to see.
It was. And one other guy I want to throw out there, and that's Isaiah Williams, because he was a big factor in the Bengal game. He was a big factor in the passing game in that game. And like I said, with the way Fields played, nobody could have been a big factor in a passing game in this game. But this kid, taking it to the house on that punt return, they got something with him. And I want to see him involved more in the offense. I have to say that.
No doubt. Well, let's see if they can shock the world Thursday, because nothing would be sweeter than sticking it to them.
Like I said, don't expect – you know, these next two games are going to be very tough to win.
Pat's a well-coached man.
And if this was a Sunday game, Ev, if this game was Sunday, I'd feel better about their chances to win it, because maybe you catch it. You know, like I said, the Patriots have won seven in a row, a big win in Tampa. Maybe you catch them a little bit of a letdown, you know, but playing on Thursday on a road, that's almost impossible.
Going to be rough. Thank you, Joe. Great talking to you.
All right, guys. God bless. All the love.
The great Joe Beningo in his weekly spot. So I guess we'll talk to him on Friday after the next Jets game Thursday night against the New England Patriots. By the way, MLB just put out a statement. You may have seen the news over the weekend about Emmanuel Clase.
This was bad. This is worse. Worse than you could have thought.
I mean, basically caught red-handed with throwing first pitches purposely out of the strike zone, different prop bets. So Major League Baseball has just announced that they have worked closely with its sportsbook partners to proactively create new safeguards to limit pitch-level markets. Effective immediately, all MLB-authorized gaming operators will cap wagers on pitch-level markets at $200 and exclude those bets from parlays. These new measures implemented across sportsbook operators representing more than 98% of the U.S. betting market are intended to mitigate integrity risks and maintain the transparency and data access benefits that the regulated sports betting market provides. So basically, they're capping these pitch bets. My gut would have been to just ban them.
Yeah.
To say you...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Can't bet on the speed of the first pitch.
Yeah, the problem, like when I saw the reports on this, the amount of money that they were paying these kids, these guys, these pitchers, was so small.
I know.
It made no sense why you would risk your career over $7,000.
Yeah.
Or $5,000. I mean, you have fully guaranteed whatever your contract is. You're making millions. Why the hell is $5,000 worth it?
I think there's a few theories on why. I think one is it's easy. Oh, that's all I have to do to get $5,000?
But the downside is if you get caught, you're banned forever.
You're not only banned
you're
forever.
Going to jail.
Emmanuel Clase could end up in prison for up to 66 years.
Yes.
So it is some shit. And I must admit, when I saw the details emerge, I looked at the individual games and I looked at the individual players involved. And one of the accusations against Clase was a Met Guardian game from 2 years ago in which he blew it in the 10th inning and the Mets walked him off. The only thing he in that game was that was cited was a first pitch velocity, not first pitch out of the strike zone. Then there was another one in which he was supposed to throw a ball one. He threw a slider in the dirt. And Andy Páez, the king of the World Series, swung and missed at it. And Clase was like, damn, I tried. I can't get enough of reading the details on it.
Right.
But it's crazy. So this is MLB's response to it. I say it's a nice start, honestly.
Right. I read that and say people are stupid.
The players.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
The players are stupid.
No doubt. It is 4:30. You're on a very busy Monday. If you've missed any of the show, simply rewind it on the Odyssey app. Earlier today, the New York Giants decided to do something they've rarely done in their history. And that's fire a coach in the middle of the season. Brian Daboll is done. Mike Kafka will elevate and become the new interim head coach. And while the Giants made that announcement earlier today via press release, they also announced that Joe Shane will lead the coaching search, which means Joe Shane will be back next year in 2026.
Yeah. No, and it is what it is. And it's going to frustrate Giant fans because it feels like this roster is not good enough. But I think you need some stability and some capacity going forward. And this team has good enough players to win. They just weren't winning. And we were talking about this in the break, and I know I brought it up a couple weeks ago when I was lauding Tommy, making Tommy the generational talent for years to come here at WFAN because he wore a stupid sign which we still have, sitting right over here on the dartboard.
We retired it. We put it in the Hall of Fame. The Wall of Fame.
So right about it.
Start dart.
Start dart. I mean, we talked about this in training camp, and it was just like, shut up, Tommy. This is not. There's no chance he's starting. Evan and I had the same idea. Let him sit. Hell, if he has to sit the whole year, let him sit. You have a guy in Russell Wilson who can figure it out. But now that I rethink this, my initial instinct on Russell Wilson was right, and my initial instinct when I first saw Jackson Dart in training camp was, man, this kid's got it. The fact that they didn't let Jackson Dart actually compete for the starting job and they just handed it over to Russell Wilson was the beginning of the downfall, because Russell couldn't win games early. We talked about the Dallas game and how great he was throwing for over 400 yards, but when it mattered, he had his two worst drives in overtime when you needed him to go be great.
Right.
And he wasn't. He wasn't ready for that moment. Maybe it's just past him in a lot of ways. We remember what happened in Washington. We obviously remember the third game as well. And eventually they go to Jackson Dart. If they had started Jackson Dart just from the beginning of training camp to let him actually compete for the starting job, how would this have been different?
I don't know. Would it have been different?
I think.
Would he have gotten hurt earlier?
Well, I think,
I mean, you could think about it that
I
way, too.
I think you would have gotten. You'd have gotten to know who he is as a player earlier, as opposed to, all right, we're going to you now. You got a week to figure this thing out. Let's figure it out on the fly. You would have designed an offense more for him from the very beginning, because it was clear, like abundantly clear, that he was able to handle anything that you threw at him. And we saw that, and the preseason sucks. It doesn't matter. Games don't mean anything. But he looked amazing in the preseason.
He did.
And so like the meritocracy that is necessary in this game didn't occur for Jackson Dart early enough in the season.
I think that is the biggest lesson I take out of this, because I remember coming on the radio saying, sit him for a year. And I think a part of why I've always had that bias is because the Jets did the exact opposite. They would draft a young quarterback,
right,
have no real competition, and let that kid start. And it always pissed me off. And so my view has always been, go the other way. Let the kid sit. What's the worst that can happen? That was always my argument. And I think the reality is, Teak, and I'll take this for when the Jets draft a quarterback, and I will use this. It does need to be a meritocracy.
It has to be.
If the kid earns it, let him play.
100%.
If he's not ready, have a veteran ready to play.
Right.
And I believe that the Jets failed that with a lot of their recent young quarterbacks, where they had guys ready. Yeah,
they failed it with Zach because they didn't have a vet.
I think they failed with all of them. Mm. Like, because not that Mark Sanchez wasn't ready, but I use him as an example in that it was never a real competition. It was Kellen Clemens. It was a Fugazi competition.
Right.
There needs to be a real
one.
What
about Sam? I don't remember Sam's competition.
Teddy Bridgewater, and then they traded him.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And I had hoped Teddy would start.
Mm.
Look, here's the point. It's tough to actually know when you're not there. You were there, so it's a little bit different. But in terms of me as a fan, I want there to be a real competition. That's how this should be treated.
Yeah.
And if Jackson Dart wins the real competition, God bless him. Let the guy start.
Right.
Start the artist, Tommy said.
And if he's not ready, then you know what? Sit.
And if he's not ready, sit him for a veteran until he is ready. And I think that's the way to handle things. But I do wonder, because you asked the question before we get back to the calls, how would things have been different if Dart started right away?
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I think the answer is he just would have gotten hurt earlier.
Maybe. Maybe.
And so maybe this process just goes quicker. Maybe you win an extra game.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe he's running less because he actually has Malik Nabers on the field for 3 weeks.
Until he's not on the field.
Okay, I understand that. But the idea that he's going to get hurt earlier, a lot of the reason he's doing a lot of design runs is he is the only weapon on the field, Evan.
Right.
That's a big part of the Giants.
It's not just design runs. See, I don't want to use that as an excuse. I think there's a combination of things that have gone on to Jackson Dart getting hit. Combo. Let's go through the combo real quick. Number one is, yes, more design runs for Jackson Dart than any other quarterback, but you bring up a fair point. He doesn't have a lot of weapons. If you're trying to win games, of course you're going to do that. Number two, he doesn't slide enough.
Yeah.
It's on him.
He started to do it a little bit more.
Yeah, yesterday, ironically, was his best sliding day.
Yeah, it was. But he will go into contact. And again, most of that contact is he's trying to get the first down.
And I think
it was a third down play where he fumbled and ultimately banged his head onto the ground.
But I think the third part of it is simply bad luck.
Yeah.
When someone doesn't do their job and you take a massive hit, that can lead to bad things. Yeah. It's a violent sport. So I don't think it's as simple as designed runs. That's why he got hurt. I think it's a combination of a bunch of things to where he is hurt. And that's why we got to go to this guy. I know we mock him. He's a terrible caller, even though I think he's a great caller. But Ozzie and Woodridge, I got to hand it to you. You brought this up on Friday about all the different moments that poor Jackson Dart had concussions. And then, unfortunately, it happened again on Sunday. What's up, Ozzie?
Yeah, no flowers in this instance. Who knew? I chose by default the winner of that debate series last week. I was only choosing JV Loogie by default.
Right.
But, Peek, me and you, I have a giant mission if you choose to accept it.
Always, Ozzy. What's up?
All right, and I'm being 100% serious, and this is a risky mission, so you choose at your own peril. All right, you guys already went through the timeline of the middle of the third quarter, the concussion, end of the third quarter, he plays two plays. I was shocked that he was allowed back into the game for those two plays by Daboll. I was utterly in stunned surprise.
But I don't know if Dave knew at that point, Ozzy. I don't know if he knew at that point.
Okay.
But I hear you. I hear you. Keep going.
We'll go with that, and please ask any questions along the way. And then the commercial break, Russell Wilson comes out in the fourth, and we all kind of know what's going on. All right, here's two things from the past timeline. Number one, the tent storming debacle, which not only, Tiki, was an embarrassment to Daboll himself, but Mara is a proud man. Yep. It was an embarrassment to the organization all the way up to him.
And they got fined.
Yes, $300,000, Scatterboo's fine aside. So the fine is just a fine, but just the public embarrassment of it. Right. Would you agree, T?
Well, of course. But at least the money goes to charity.
Yeah. So you have that in the timeline of the Giants season, and then you also have this past week where Daboll is made aware of the reports that he was going to get fired in Denver, but he got reprieve at the 12 o'clock hour with the last-minute phone call to save his job.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, when we were going into the end of the third quarter where he allows Dart to come back into the game for those two plays, we're looking at a blindly desperate coach who knows his next loss may be his last loss and is desperate to win a game. He knows he has no shot with Russell Wilson. So he allows Dart to come back into the game, putting the entire kid's future, the franchise's health in jeopardy, and the organization's future
Ozzie,
in jeopardy.
The only reason I have to disagree with you is because that is not his decision. If he is made aware or someone is made aware, it's not just Dave's. Somebody has to know that Jackson Dart has been or potentially has been concussed. I've talked about this multiple times. Supposedly, there is a spotter at games who, when they see someone take head trauma, that they call down and they remove him from the game. I swear that that doesn't exist anymore because I see this every single game. Not just with Jackson Dart, not with just I see it in every football game that I watch where someone's head hits the ground and I say to myself, that's a concussion. Or someone leads with their head and they get up and they're acting like it's their shoulder and that's a concussion. I can see this from my couch. Why can't other people see this as well? So with all due respect to your point, Ozzie, I don't think that that's Brian Daboll's responsibility. He's not going over to Jackson Dart after every series, looking him in the eyes and being like, hey, man, hey, kid, you all right? You good? That's Mike Kafka, right? That is Shea Tierney. That is the offensive coordinator and the quarterback coach. They're the ones that are sitting with Jackson Dart. Brian Daboll's coaching the game, dude. Like, he's worried about what the defense is doing and what Shane Bowen is trying to do to stop this team. He can't also be responsible for determining when Jackson Dart does or does not have a concussion. He can't. And so I know what you're trying to say, but you're wrong. Respectively, you're wrong about that. It's not his responsibility. It's someone else's responsibility. And it's a failure of the process. I know the NFL puts so much emphasis on this, but the process is inexact and it's flawed because I see this every week. Every single week, someone gets concussed and stays in the game. Every week.
Yeah, that's what's so odd about this. Like, if Ozzie, no offense to Ozzie, I don't want to say this in a demeaning way. If Ozzie can see all the different times he's been concussed. You're seeing all the times he's being concussed.
Right.
Why is it so hard for whether it's someone on the Giant coaching staff or their doctors or the NFL spotter to say, get the guy out of the game?
I don't know if the spotter played football.
You know, well, maybe they should.
Maybe they should.
So, I don't know the answer.
Last year when I was doing CBS, Steve McKee, who was my producer, and Andy, my director, they would all, whenever someone would get hurt, I would always hit the talk back, oh, man, that's an ankle.
Right.
Oh, no, he's concussed. And they'd always call me Dr. Tiki. But for whatever reason, I see these things. Like, and I know when someone gets concussed, and they stay in the game. Jackson Dart's been concussed at least four times this year. And he hasn't left these games.
Well, that's what's so scary. That's why, as we sit here today, and he's in concussion protocol, and it's very difficult to clear the protocol. Mm-hmm. I think it's obvious to say he's probably not going to play Sunday, but I wonder when we are going to see him again, mm-hmm. especially if he's really had all these micro concussions the last few weeks.
Now, with that being said, I played a long time, and guys in my era played a long time, definitely getting concussions, 100% getting them. You weren't compromised. I think there was only one in my career where I was fully compromised and was unconscious. Kerry Collins called the play. No, Dave Brown called the play, and I was like, Dave, what do I do? And he said, called timeout and said, get off the field.
But the difference is they're not going to let you now. Now that he's in this protocol, like, it could be weeks before he's cleared to play.
Oh, I agree. No, but my point is, then NFL player is going to play. An NFL player is going to fake that he doesn't
have I don't blame Jackson Dart a second. Like, so I get it. He's a competitor, man.
Every player wants to play. Because what happens these days is that you lose your playing time because of concussion. Maybe not Jackson Dart, but certain guys. And now it's an opportunity for someone else to take your job.
What's really frustrating, if you watched that game yesterday, from the NFL independent, like you bring up, they're not players, they know what they're looking for. Everybody with two eyes saw in, I believe it was the second quarter, a helmet-to-helmet hit that knocked Jackson Dart's helmet off his head,
right,
where he grabbed the helmet after and he did the shaking of the head thing, and he continued to play beyond that. Where the hell the independent spotters, just for a quick look, your helmet popped off on a helmet-to-helmet. That should be an automatic look.
I think it is, but it didn't fully come off, so it didn't count.
Let me ask you a question.
I'm being honest with you. I'm not being like joking with you. I think that is the rule. If it has to fully come off, then you have to leave the field. If you lose your helmet for whatever reason,
right,
you have to leave the field. If you lose your helmet because of a head-to-head hit, you have to get evaluated for a concussion. It didn't fully come off. It was half-mast.
Okay.
So it stayed on, so he didn't come off the field.
I wonder, now thinking back to all the different parts that Ozzie was laying out about these issues, is it possible that the reason he was pulled during the intermission between third and fourth quarter is it wasn't a spotter calling down, it wasn't even the coaches, that it was someone in the front office? Saying we're worried about Jackson Dart?
No, you can't have communication from the front office.
Oh, you can't?
You can't, absolutely.
So Joe Shane couldn't, or John Mara, or anyone could not have communicated downstairs.
That's false news.
I'm curious.
I think that it happened as Dave said it happened.
Like, he kind of looked into his eyes and said something's off?
He goes back for that next series. The quarter ends. They're on the sideline. He sees something's not right. He calls Ronnie Barnes.
Interesting.
And Jackson Dart leaves the game, and Russell Wilson comes in.
So you cannot, because it kind of makes sense, even though it probably doesn't, since it's not allowed. No one from the front office can communicate downstairs.
You cannot communicate to the field.
Okay. No one.
Only the coach's box.
Because that I could see being like, hey, I'm concerned.
No.
Because we're all concerned as fans watching them.
No, that's illegal.
Oh, all right.
It's against NFL rules.
Well, then I'm not accusing anybody of anything illegal. I'm wondering. Let's go to Lucas and Randolph. What's up, Lucas?
Hey, Evan and Cece. Couple things. One, the show's been great today. Evan, you made the exact point I was going to make to Cece last night on the call. Thanks again for taking my call last night, Cece, about Jameis coming in. I wish they had Jameis in.
Well, they couldn't. Lucas, last night, they couldn't. And I hear you, and I know they could have, but he was the emergency third-string quarterback.
So unless Russ got hurt, they couldn't go to him.
They couldn't go to him.
Here's what they can do. They can go to him this Sunday.
Right, cut bait with Russ. It's done. It's over. He looks nothing like the part that you thought he would be, and Jameis at least has a live arm.
I'll tell you the way it looks. I mentioned this earlier in the show. I'm not saying Russ is literally doing this, but when he got benched earlier this season, it feels like he mentally retired. Because ever since he's re-entered in any situation when Jackson's in the tent, or in this case when he had to re-enter the game, he does not look like he even wants to play football.
Right.
That's the way it looks. So it's almost as if this proud borderline Hall of Famer got benched and it was like, all right, I'm done. I'll collect my paycheck. I'll be a New York Giant, but I don't really want to go back out there. While Jameis Winston, it feels like he's living and dying on right. every play on the sidelines and would probably give like his left pinky to get back on the field, especially if it's snowing.
Right.
Because Jameis Winston loves to play in the snow. Anthony's in Harlem. What's up, Anthony?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's up, man?
What's up?
First, Evan, I want to say about the Jets, something that gives me hope is over the last 3 or 4 weeks, I've seen a team that is disciplined, doesn't commit penalties, doesn't beat themselves. And right. a third of the teams in the league, if you let them do that, they'll do it. And that's what the Browns did on Sunday. So imagine when we can get a quarterback that completes a forward pass, how great we'll be.
Oh, there was a point, Anthony, we'll let you finish here in a second. There was a point where I kept looking at the stats, and Justin Fields was 3 of 5 for 5 yards.
That's right.
And it was that can't be true.
And it was the Breeze screen. But you know what? I don't care. And Aaron Glenn said it best after the game. We got to win the football game.
Right. I don't either. But look, they were winning. I was like, how is this possible?
But
you're on 7 plays and you got 14 points.
But Anthony, you're right. Like, that's the way the Jets would lose a game. The Jets lost the game, or the Browns lost the game, the way the Jets would lose a game, and that's a part of the improvement I'm seeing from Aaron Glenn. They committed penalties yesterday, don't get me wrong, but they're cutting down on the mindless penalties, and you're clearly seeing improvement, which is encouraging.
And as for the Giants and the Giants fans, I want you all to take a breath, because I know you want your pound of flesh, and it would feel good to fire Joe Shane, but it wouldn't do anything, because here's the deal with NFL GMs right now. The trade deadline is passed, free agency is passed. The only thing these guys are doing right now, and all the people on the road, is evaluating the 2026 draft.
Right.
A draft that you're going to have probably a top 3 pick. And oh, by the way, you don't need a quarterback. So what's going to happen in that draft is our Jets, Evan, and the Raiders and the Browns are going to be calling you up to say, what is it going to take to come up and get our quarterback? You're going to get more draft picks in that draft. So why would you fire the GM and all these people on the road that are building your draft Bible that you need to have information for are going to say, I'm getting let go. You think they're going to do a better job or they're going to do a worse job? So that's my theory why you don't do it. And in January, if you get a guy who says, I got to have total control, then you say to Joe Shane, all right, man, we're going to get rid of you. Thanks for all the work.
Right. You make the pivot.
Right.
When Mike Tomlin says, I want it all, you say, fine.
Right. So I'm just looking at the draft board now. This is more for the Jets because obviously the Giants don't need one. Fernando Mendoza is having an unbelievable season this year. He's big. He's a winner. They haven't lost yet. But I feel like this is the first year that he's had this type of season. He was good last year because they made the were they in the college football playoff, Indiana?
Oh, yeah. They're the number 2 ranked team in the nation.
No, last year they were.
Yes, they were. They lost to Notre Dame.
Yeah, that's right. So I know he's a good quarterback, but there's a tiny little question mark about him. Dante Moore, I guess. People love him, but I'm not sold on him. Ty Simpson, it's only his first year as a starter. He actually might stay in school. Lenore Sellers having a bad year. John Mateer, he's banged up. He would be the Jackson Dart of this year's draft for me, but he's been banged up, and so his statistics don't show it. He's 8-7 touchdown interception ratio. Grant Nussmeier got hurt yesterday Saturday against the Alabama, and he hasn't been good really much at all this season. And then you start to get into the Carson Becks and the Drew Allers and the Clay Klubnik from Clemson. This is not an impressive QB draft.
Right.
I know we can talk ourselves into it, but I think 2 of these guys go in the first round. I think the rest
only
of them fall.
Only 2?
Yeah. I think the rest of them fall. Because why would you desperately take a guy who hasn't proven that he deserves to be a first rounder?
Because teams are stupid and desperate. Well. Which I hope the Jets aren't.
Don't be stupid and desperate.
No, and I think the Jets are in a good position because of the assets that they have to not be. That they could sit back and say, you know, we don't love anybody. I do want to circle back to something he said. He talked about, it's a valid point, by the way, and you've brought it up too, about the continuity of Shane and getting rid of all the scouts and this isn't the right time to do it. When is the right time to do it then? Because I keep thinking back to Mike Maccagnan. Mike Maccagnan had 2015, 2016, 2017, 2018 seasons.
Yeah.
They allowed him to draft in 2019.
Right.
And then after the draft and after free agency, they got rid of him. And a part of me, I went nuts. By the way, Joe and I went like, this is dysfunctional. The Jets are idiots. But based on what our last caller said about the timing, Isn't that the best timing?
There isn't a real good time.
That's the problem. What is the best timing?
The best thing to do is to have someone you can hire internally. Because think about how the Giants did it after the Gettleman. It was Ernie Accorsi. The first Ernie Accorsi retired. I guess he retired. They didn't fire Ernie Accorsi. You promoted from within.
Right.
And there was a continuity from the staff standpoint and also a philosophical standpoint. And you were able to produce a winner. It wasn't like, well, I know that you guys have been recruiting all these guys. Get rid of that list. I want to do it my way. Like that takes time. That's hard. And then firing a staff or remaking a staff, that's just, that attrition is hard to overcome. And so the best way to do it is to hire from within your own organization. But that's not always easy.
It's also not easy when your organization isn't successful.
Yeah.
Very quickly, because we do this every single Monday here on Evan and Tiki, it's the Sean Morash Presents Daniel Jones Pumpkin Test. Every Monday, we just have a nice quick conversation on if Daniel Jones has turned into a pumpkin. Mm. So I'll start with you, Teak. Do you think Daniel Jones turned into a pumpkin Sunday morning in Germany?
Felt like it for a minute, but I think he staved it off.
Staved off the pumpkin turning. Yeah. Sean Morash, is he a pumpkin again?
Absolute pumpkin. Although I will say nice throw in overtime, but still, that effort was pumpkin. Any other team, they lose that game.
Mm. Tommy Pumpkin?
Daniel Jones turned into a vampire yesterday. The bloody mouth game, as I would call it.
Yes.
4th and 21 with his legs to get the first down. The 4th and 3 to Warren. Tremendous. He is not a pumpkin, Daniel Jones.
I agreed.
Yeah, I'm going to agree he's not a pumpkin because the name of the game is winning. And while Jonathan Taylor is MVP caliber, and we'll have more of a conversation on that as the week goes on.
He rushed for 244 yards and 3 touchdowns.
All right, screw it. He's the MVP of the league, bitches.
Oh, and he had 42 yards receiving. So he had 286 yards.
He's been amazing. With all that said, it's about winning. My coach, Aaron Glenn, the longest tenured NFL coach in the New York metropolitan area. Aaron Glenn said something after the game yesterday. It's so true. When asked about Justin Fields, he said, "We won the game. Mm-hmm. I don't give a crap what his stats were." And that's the reality. So while Daniel Jones may not have been perfect, and there may have been moments mm-hmm. where you thought he was going to be a pumpkin, the Indianapolis Colts are 8-2. He is their quarterback.
True, but the Falcon.
They did Falcon?
Definitely.
3 fumbles for Daniel Jones. Only lost one of them, but an interception as well. That's a lot of fumbles in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, is Daniel Jones a pumpkin with Devin Singletary as his running back yesterday?
That's not the question, though. Who cares?
It is. It's about Daniel Jones, not about winning. You're asking me about the quarterback.
So if they win a Super Bowl, you would still say, well, if you're Daniel Jones.
Evan, of course, because a quarterback has to make enough plays to win a Super Bowl. Of course, if they win a Super Bowl.
You're not winning a Super Bowl with a pumpkin quarterback.
8-2 is that pumpkin. That's your weekly pumpkin test brought to you by Pumpkins. We'll come back with a Cinco de 5-0 from Sean Morris, plus more of your reaction to what has been an eventful day in Giantland. Dayball out, show Shane remains.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.